The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:28, up 7 on the open. March, 5:50, up 12 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:08, up 8 on the open. March, 5:27, up 8. May, 5:28, up 7 and a half. July, 5:06, up 3 and 3 quarters on the open. December corn opened at 3:73, up 3 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 3:89, up 3. May, 3:95, up 4 and 3 quarters. July, 3:97 and a half, up 3. Redline December, 3:66, up 4 and 3 quarters on the open. December oats open at 2:59 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a quarter on the open. March, 2:72 and a half, up 1 and 3 quarters. January soybeans open at 6:91, up 6 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 7:03 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. May, 7:10, up 5 and a quarter. July, 7:19, up 6 and a quarter. Redline November, 7:30, up 4 and a half on the open. December soybean meal opened at 197.50, up 2.70 on the open. January, 198.50, up 190. December soybean oil opened at 29.15, up 26 on the open. January, 29.55, up 25. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 97.82 and a half, down 67 and a half on the open. March, 96.30, down 115. April, 97, down 90 on the open. December live cattle opened at 87.30, down 35 on the open. February, 90.05, down 30. April, 91, down 20. June, 88.22 and a half, down 5 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 63.15, up 17 and a half on the open. February, 66.85, down 7 and a half. April, 69.30, down 5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 91.55, down 2 and a half on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
New contract highs in the open session this morning in corn and soybeans. To what do we owe this strength?
Well, follow through buying from last week's strong gains, especially on Friday closing quite a bit higher. We're seeing some short covering take place and some new buying take place as we moved into some new highs. Ideas are that sellers are going to keep their hands in their pocket here for a while, so that sort of created a vacuum. Here domestic-wise, as producers have paid minimum storage or, you know, still got grain in the bin, so they're stored in the driver's seat. But we also saw sharply higher palm oil values as this world vegetable oil market continues to stay tight. We're also seeing higher Chinese values also. So it's a combination of things starting this week off in a positive note, at least.
Given all the fundamentals, is it really mostly about the board right now?
Well, I think it's more of a money situation at the moment time. We're caught in a vacuum. We're seeing just a lot of buying enthusiasm come into the grain complex. Ownership is wanting to be gathered by just about everybody. The export market has gathered inventory or what their needs are clear out to March and April to this spring already. So we're seeing individuals and companies and everybody and his brother come out and get some coverage clear into next spring.
Are we more optimistic now than ever that $4 corn is on the horizon?
Well, it depends whether you're a trader or a producer, and you got to treat it two separate ways because is two different types of atmosphere here. As a producer, you got to use the $4 benchmark and the $7 benchmark as your next target to continue to feed the market as we move here. As an investor trader, the sky's the limit at the present time.
First day notice on Thursday, does that slow anything down?
It might to a degree, but we got first notice day, and I think the people in the know have positioned themselves the way they want to be and have gone through the rolling process. You know, notice day happens just about every other month in the grain, so that's nothing new. End of the month here is this week. There'll be some light positioning there, but if you're a big portfolio manager, you cut your losses, let your winners run.
Are you of the mindset that we might see soybean oil prices with a 3 in front of it?
We pretty well did that in the overnight trade there. We cracked the 30-cent benchmark, and there's ideas. You could probably run this bean oil on up to 60 cents over time and through here. So there's some very bullish numbers longer term, and not only the bean oil, but all the grains.
Why is meal taking a backseat to the oil at this time?
Well, basically, we're crushing for the oil market. You know, this bio is the hot topic now. You look at world vegetable oil values sharply higher, you know, at some all-time highs. So oil is the place to be. When you look at the meal, it's sort of going to be the byproduct now. It could be a follower. Then plus, too, the byproducts from the ethanol sector, too, is sort of competing with the feed market also. So meal's going to have its work to cut out to sort of coattail the rest of the grains higher.
Are you of a mindset that the action we saw in the wheat pit in the last several sessions have indicated a short-term bottom forming in place?
Well, we made some new highs here. This 07 July wheat has cracked a $5 level. I think you got to watch it fairly closely today to see whether or not we can maintain a close above that. But once we took out that 489, 490 area resistance level, it generated another round of technical buying. Wheat's just going to be a follower of corn and beans. As long as corn and beans stay firm, wheat should follow. But with the big acres and big world acres we're going to see this next year, wheat's just an old bull market. It's just going to be a follower.
Futures remain well above the cash prices at delivery points. Is this going to cause anything to the apple cart this week?
Well, I don't know if we're going to see huge delivery with the premium, but when you're a producer and you look at the deferred delivery after the first of the year, we're seeing some incentive to sell a little carry there versus now. When you compare cash prices, that is, the board's not got that much carry as you go into the next month. But the incentive is to hold in through here. There'll be some deliveries from the fact that commercials like to put that grain out or product out and let somebody else pay storage and interest for a day or two, then they usually come back and regather ownership.
Nothing but red over at the Merck. Feeders down over a buck. Is this just the corn or other things as well?
Other than the grain market going higher and you know, fears of higher feed cost, you know, South Korea did hold some imports of beef due to a bone fragment being found. I think that's more of a technical game than anything, but for the most part, I think the bottom line concern is the feed input cost as we go into 2007. When you start looking at the cost to produce a pound of pork or beef, it's going to be substantially higher than it was in past history.
Are end users still chasing it?
Sort of. It's sporadic. We've seen quite a bit of coverage be put on the books here over the last 2 weeks. You know, I think a lot of them's covered out the next spring, early summer at the present time. You know, the fear is that if we run into some weather next summer, we could, you know, see some real chaos in the grain sector. So I think probably another week in here, everybody will be where they want to be. If you go back and rewind the tapes, you know, and listen to this, what some of these analysts projected 2 months ago, some of them were right on target by projecting higher prices in the first part of December with the idea that everyone would get bought up front by then. So those analysts deserve a big star for the day.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Taking a look at the current tick in Kansas City, December wheat 525 up 4 at the Board of Trade, December wheat 501 up 1, March 521 up 2. December corn 371 and a half up 2 1/4 in fast trade, March 389 up 3, May 394 and a half up 3 1/4, July 398 up 3 1/2. January beans at 690 up 5 3/4. March 702 and a half up 5 3/4, May 710 and a half up 5 3/4, Novi's 731 up 5 1/2. December soybean meal 196.30 up 150. December soybean oil 29.20 up 31. At the Merck, January feeder cattle 97.30 down 120. December live cattle 87.25. They're off 40. And December lean hogs 62.70 off 27 1/2. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.